Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. A US court has sentenced two members of the far-right Proud Boys militia to long prison terms for the storming of the Capitol building in January 2021. Joseph Biggs, a former leader of the Proud Boys, was given 17 years, one of the longest sentences among the hundreds of convictions for the Capitol attack. Another leader, Zachary Rail, got 15 years. Peter Bowes reports.
Prosecutors said Joe Biggs was a key figure, an instigator in a seditious conspiracy to forcibly overturn Joe Biden's election victory. Before he was sentenced, Biggs expressed regret and said he'd been seduced by the crowd. His sentence could have been much longer. The prosecution asked for 33 years, but the judge said it was not a mass casualty event and that Joe Biggs had not intended to kill anyone in the uprising.
President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa has described a fire disaster in central Johannesburg as a wake-up call to the problems of inner-city housing. 74 people, including 12 children, died in the blaze at a derelict apartment block and dozens were injured. From Johannesburg, here's Pumza Philani.
The building had been declared unsafe, but still became home to hundreds of migrants from neighbouring countries, as well as South Africans from poorer provinces drawn to the city by the hope of a better life. Officials have described it as a hijacked structure, a term used for derelict buildings illegally taken over by property gangs who rent out each room individually, often to dozens of people. Survivors face days of uncertainty, having been left without a home or any belongings, as the investigation into what caused the fire begins.
The African Union has suspended Gabon's participation in all of its activities following Wednesday's military takeover, which it strongly condemned. Earlier, the Gabonese junta said it would phase in what it's calling transitional institutions after the removal of President Ali Bongo. The soldiers gave no details on when power might be handed back to a civilian government. The main opposition alliance has urged the military to act responsibly. Turkey's foreign minister has said it is critically important to revive a deal that allows Ukrainian grain exports, as global food security depends on it. Hakan Fidan was speaking in Moscow alongside his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. Moscow refused to renew the deal in July. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said it's vital a long-term agreement be put in place.
I believe we presented a proposal that could be the basis for a renewal, but a renewal that must be stable. I mean, we cannot have a Black Sea initiative that moves from crisis to crisis, from suspension to suspension. We need to have something that works and that works to the benefit of everybody.
World News from the BBC. The latest financial disclosure by the US Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas shows he accepted three flights last year on a private jet owned by a billionaire donor to the Republican Party. Justice Thomas said he took the trips rather than use commercial flights on advice from his security detail following last year's leak of the court's controversial decision to overturn US abortion rights. The Texas Supreme Court has overridden a lower court ruling that halted a law banning gender treatments for children. The law will now come into effect on Friday. Lawyers for families who'd sought to stop the law said the Supreme Court decision was cruel and put children and medics treating them directly in harm's way. Separately, a federal judge in Texas has temporarily blocked the state's law limiting public drag performances as it restricts free speech. Iceland has announced that commercial whaling can resume as a ban imposed in June expires. The government said there would be stricter requirements on hunting methods and more monitoring. Commercial whaling was banned in most countries by the International Whaling Commission in the 1980s. Will Leonardo reports.
Iceland imposed a temporary ban on whaling 2 months ago after a government report found some whales had been in agony before they died, including being shot multiple times. The decision not to extend it has been greeted with dismay by animal rights groups, but Iceland's whaling industry has long been in decline as global demand for whale meat dwindles. There have been suggestions the much-criticised practice may end naturally after the country's one remaining whaler's licence expires next year.
A study has found that early human ancestors came close to extinction around 900,000 years ago. Scientists in China and Italy used genomic analysis to estimate past human population sizes. They detected a reduction to just 1,000 or so individuals. The population bottleneck coincided with a period of major climate change lasting for about 100,000 years. BBC News.